You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Since the earthquake devastated much of the Haitian capital 2 weeks ago, the outpouring of support has been massive, and that includes support from the medical community. Doctors from around the world have flown into Haiti, and now there may actually be too many doctors there and not enough nurses or supplies.
There's an incredible amount of work that needs to be done, not just the medical care, but essentially building a hospital. So ranging from providing shelter and tents to getting food in, working on sanitation, communications, coordinating surgeries, getting supplies. We're building a medical institution for these people.
That was Dr. Paul Auerbach. He's a professor of surgery in the Division of Emergency Medicine at Stanford University. He spoke with our producer from Port-au-Prince yesterday. He's talking about the inherent problems involved in completely rebuilding a medical infrastructure. And we're joined again by Jeanette Sangal. She's an Haitian-American nurse practitioner who returned from Haiti on Friday. Also with us is Marianne McCune, reporter with WNYC Radio, who's been talking to medical professionals about the situation in Haiti. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jeanette, when you were there, what kind of hours were you working? How many patients did you tend to each day?
I really was working about between 16 and 18 hours, really, and sleeping about 2-3 hours, really. And the amount of patients that we were taking care of, I will say on our ward, really, we had about 70 patients, who I will say about 70 patients, it may be more, and we were really taking care of everything from OBGYN to post-op to any emergency that comes in. It was really everything.
You know, Marianne, she's talking about a shortage. She was talking about a shortage of nurses earlier, but there's a number of problems in terms of rebuilding and in some times completely building the medical infrastructure in Haiti. Here's one of the doctors you interviewed at the Kingsbrook Jewish Medical Center in Brooklyn.
We now have pallets about 8 foot high of gauze pads and 8 foot high of masks and 8 foot high of gloves. We have a small warehouse full of all kinds of blood pressure medications. We have sterile surgical trays, sanitizers to clean those trays. We have antiseptics for the patients. We have antibiotics for the patients. And we can't get down there.
Is that a common complaint, that there are supplies available that they can't get them into Haiti?
Supplies and people. That was Dr. William Lois, and he was among a group of doctors who were trying desperately to get down to Haiti, trying to get on a military flight or some flight, and they ended up giving up and going through the Dominican Republic. But so single-minded about getting there that they're, on their BlackBerries nonstop. And one of the reasons they felt it was so important that they get there is they speak Creole. They have experience. They're part of two overlapping groups that both have experience, years of experience working in Haiti. So they have the language there. They felt that they could do a great job. They know the General Hospital, which is where they ended up going to work. And
were they sending nurses? Or just
they
doctors?
Were sending a group of all kinds of doctors.
Everything.
And that really, one of them just returned, and I spoke to him recently, and he said that that was one of the really important things. And Jeanette Sangos was with a previous group who went down.
Jeanette, what was the medical infrastructure like in Haiti before? People say where they're starting from scratch. Are they rebuilding an infrastructure that was there, or are they actually just creating something out of nothing?
I will say maybe there was a little something there, but not good enough to really receive this massive amount of traumatized patients. And that's what it was before. To start with, we didn't have almost really not much, nothing, I will say that. And it's like in the middle of a chaos, trying to construct really something so we can give as much care as possible to these patients.
Go ahead, Mary.
One of the things that Dr. Michel Charles, the doctor who just came back with that same group that Jeanette was with, he said, it's not necessarily the challenge of treating the patient or doing the right surgery. It's they got to the general hospital. They had to go with an engineer to figure out which buildings were okay to work in.
Wow.
And they made all these different units in those buildings, an ER, a pre-op, and a post-op. And he talked about one of the biggest challenges for him logistically and emotionally was that the first day they set up all these they moved all these patients inside, and then that night there was an earthquake. The big aftershock, and he arrived the next morning, and we have some tape of what happened.
We have some table over that. So Dr. Michelle Charles you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
So when we get there, we find everybody outside because they have to move them because they didn't want to stay. You want to bring them back, they don't want to go back. That was really, really bad. We didn't know what to do. I didn't know. I didn't have a plan B. I didn't have that plan B. We didn't expect that. So you have to really see what I'm going to do.
Jeanette, we also heard reports coming out of Haiti that there's so many different independent teams working that sometimes somebody's dressings will be removed 5 times an hour because different teams of doctors will come through checking on the same patients. It sounds like there's a real lack of organization there.
Yes, I will say that. I definitely agree with that. In fact, myself, I must say on my last day in Haiti, I was able to really make some progress when it comes to that. In fact, my best day working, really, because I was able to establish chart for the patient, and establish what medication they are supposed to be they are on, and so this way, and give report really to the other team coming in, so they knew exactly what to do. That part we established that progress, and also I know the physician coming now that went on Saturday, who took after us really. Dr. August had said to stayed in Haiti to give them a report of what was going on, all the challenges that we had to deal with. So I really hope at that point now that things are in place. But we had that problem. There was not that coordination, really.
Okay, that's Jeanette Sangal. She's a nurse practitioner. She just returned from a trip to Haiti on Friday, and Marianne McCune is a reporter with WNYC Radio. And the big question here also is what happens in a few weeks when all these volunteers go home. You can read a dispatch from an intern who's gone to Haiti to volunteer at a hospital there at thetakeaway.org.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.